This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
And we're going to talk about milk and feeding economics in 2021. Well, the bad news, Bill, is that it appears milk prices are going to go down from where they were back in late 2020. Some of that has to do with the government program, administration changes, and not sure what the family food box program is going to do. Class 3 milk is currently projected in February, March to be around $15 or $16 per hundredweight. Now, the bad news is that feed prices are also going up, so that's going to squeeze my dairymen. In fact, we just redid our budgets here, and it appears our cost per pound of dry matter is going up about 1.5 to 2 cents per pound. Now, that may not sound like a big deal for our listeners, but remember, dairy cows eat 50 pounds of dry matter, and basically, at 2 cents a pound increase, that's a dollar a day that cuts into their profitability. So why did it go up? Well, we know corn prices went from $3 a bushel to over $5 a bushel. Soybean meal went up from $300 a ton to $450 a ton. Alfalfa prices remain relatively flat at $170 a ton, or $180 a ton, but certainly high-quality alfalfa is more expensive. And if you go to the East Coast, it's even higher there in the areas of Pennsylvania and New York. Corn side remains the superstar. Typically, it's costing us about $40 a ton, and my computer says it's worth about $72 a ton. One of my colleagues indicates you can raise corn silage for about $25 an acre. So that's a value added. I take $25 a ton corn silage, raising it, put it through a dairy cow, and it's worth about $72 a ton. There are some other good buys out there besides corn silage. Wheat mids is a good buy as far as a source of nutrients. Dry distillers, wet or dry distillers grains, corn gluten feed is also a good buy. But those are also getting a little bit tighter because of the higher price of corn itself. So what are the strategies that farmers should be looking at here? Well, the bad news, it's too late for my first strategy. Back in basically July and August, when we had very modest feed prices, we should have booked. In fact, we talked to a farmer last week, and he booked all his soybean meal in at $304 a ton. And, of course, he'll be smiling all the way to the bank. Hopefully, my dairy farmers did sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. This is a program that's offered by the government, and it locks in a margin between a milk price and feed cost of $9.50. And that will cover the first 5 million pounds of milk produced on the farm, which means about 200 to 225 cows. Again, the bad news, Bill, is that the deadline to sign up has passed, and hopefully we locked in. According to the data I've seen, about 63% of the dairy farmers did sign up for this program, and that is going to be good news because milk prices come down, feed prices going up, and that's going to trigger those prices certainly here in the spring, and hopefully eventually we will not be needing that. Of course, the other strategy is what we call precision feeding, meaning that I'm going to take groups of cows, being cows, heifers, dry cows, and do a precise job of getting the exact nutrients I need in there and not waste any nutrients. So I think our take-home message for our listeners is forage quality coming up in the spring is going to be really important because that is going to allow us to give some flexibility on these higher feed prices here and cost of production. And every dairy farmer needs to know what is the cost of production and is he competitive in his area where he's raising his cattle. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday. The Agriculture Department announced the January Federal Order Class 3 benchmark milk price at $16.04 per hundredweight. That's up 32 cents from December, but a dollar and a penny below January of last year. We mentioned Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack could be back in his seat. Good chance of that. His priorities, the first area, climate change.
I think there's an opportunity for us to create new markets, incentives for soil health, for carbon sequestration, for methane capture and reuse.
And the second issue, food security and nutrition insecurity.
That causes millions of Americans, especially people of color, to cope with obesity and diabetes and other chronic diseases. I think we can create a food system that makes healthy and nutritious food more available, more convenient, and more affordable to all Americans. So the opportunity here, I think, is to create ways in which people see multiple benefits from programs.
Tom Vilsack completing his first hurdle, Agriculture Secretary nominee receiving bipartisan praise from senators during his confirmation hearing earlier this week. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.